Hey, Nick.
Hey, big guy.
What's going on, sir? I saw you
Oh,
called.
yeah, just a couple quick things, and I'm actually going to leave in a little while, so I wanted to get to you ASAP. 90 point still showing, and the lab grown earring still showing?
Okay, I want to ask you a question, and you can tell me no if that's okay.
No! Shut up. Just ask me the damn question. I just wanted to say
Okay,
no
so the
real quick.
90, the 90 pointer, I sent back today.
Oh, okay.
Can you, you know, we were talking about long-term memo.
Yeah.
You want to leave those lab drones with me for a little bit?
Can't do that, my friend. I don't have
You
enough.
can't?
We literally just got into not an argument, but a debate this morning in the earrings, or with the earrings. And I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. We got into a debate this morning in a manager's meeting about long-term memo on finished, specifically finished lab-grown stuff. And the problem, our issue is we don't own enough to just let it sit there. And where
That's fair.
you would be, you're an awesome partner, meaning, hey, buddy, I need those back. I know for a fact I have them tomorrow. The problem is that now that we get into late November, into December, most jewelers don't have that extra 24 hours to turn on a dime. So we need to have
Yeah.
kind of locked and loaded and ready. My other side of the issue is I've got a bunch of jackasses that I work with that think it's the easiest way to get a memo out, and their argument is, what? I can get it back in a day's time. And it's like, yeah, but you're fucking the system up, you know?
Yeah,
So
because they're stupid.
they yeah.
It was just an idea because when I saw the price on them and then I showed the employees, they were like, "Oh, that would be a good thing to have for Christmas."
They're probably not wrong, and this is where I go, you might as well just fucking buy them. I mean, luckily they haven't dropped in the holidays, and you can trade them in for other lab grown. So, let's say Josie sells a 2 carat, a couple 2 carat loose. Okay, great. Use those. You can trade for trade lab grown as long as the price doesn't go down.
Yeah. Well, how do I know if the price is going down or not?
The day that you want to use it as a trade-in is the way that is when I can look into it.
Okay.
And I respect the fact that that's like reaching into a bag that you have no idea what's in there. It could be a freaking, bunch of razor blades, or it could be
You don't take them back at the market value like you used to do, or did you switch
We
that
do.
around?
We take them at market value, 100%. It just has to stay in. So, like Rare and Forever, you don't trade GIA for Rare and Forever, and you don't trade GIA for Rare and Forever. Same thing holds true for lab. Lab stays in its own lane. You guys sell something in lab grown, you can trade something for lab grown, no problem. It's just it doesn't retain its value of the date of purchase. It
Yeah, of
holds the
course.
value of the date you want to trade it in.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
So for that,
Okay, I'm just
yeah, sure. And
All right, let me
we haven't seen
How
any
long do I have to hold
customers.
them for? What do you
Oh,
need them
but
back by?
dude, those are a relatively new memo, so no one's beating on my door, so I would say for the rest of November, unless somebody, needs it back
Okay.
ASAP.
Because when we saw them and whatnot, we were like, "Holy crap!" And the price was fantastic on them. I'm just trying to like keep my invoices down for the
I
moment.
totally get it. What I would do if I were you is, and I
I'm
actually
gonna
I
tag them and put them out, and then I'll
yeah.
just like the end of the month, like when the memo's coming up, just call me and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do with them. How's
Do
that?
you have any others?
No, I don't have any lab-grown
All
studs.
right. So what I'll do is, and I'm not trying to make this harder. I'm actually trying to help you out for at least the beginning of the season just to see what happens. Let me, those are 2 carat total weight, right? Or 4 carat total weight? I don't
There
remember.
were 4 carat.
Okay, let me get you like a 3 and a 2 and send them out to you. Let's see what happens. If I have to call them back, I'll call them all. Like if somebody needs one pair, I'll just call them all back so we don't piss each other
Yeah,
off.
that's fine. That'd be amazing, Nick.
And let's see what happens. And if you sell a pair, well, great. Buy a couple pair. You'll get through Christmas, and I can almost guarantee you'll sell them just because you're right.
Well, and
Price
that's the
point.
thing, because I do like this is my logic on this, and tell me if I'm being stupid right now.
I always do.
So Yeah, I know. That's why I talk to you the most. You're like one of like the only people in the industry that I really take their insight and really like respect it. Now with lab grown studs, like I would only think to do like the big ones. You know what I'm saying? Like a 4, a 3, and a 2 carat total weight, because all the other ones they're so relatively affordable, like in natural. You know what I'm saying?
My gut goes with, if you're I'm putting myself in your role, in your position, I agree mm-hmm. with that statement, because number one, most people most of the carat and a half, 2 carats, you know, you should be able to sell natural. All right, at that point,
yeah.
You know, the smaller those lab growns get, the less profit you're making. You're making margin, but you're not making net profit or gross profit.
Yeah.
So I
know it's ridiculous.
You keep them in the bigs because, you know, you're much more likely to sell those. And I would put, you know, a triple key on them maybe. Like, I mean, and then you could
yeah, so that's what I do on all of them.
And then if someone comes in looking for something that you don't own, great. I'll, you know, send, you know, give me a call. They don't even have to be seen. They should just go out on invoice for the fact that you know you're getting colorless. You know you're getting VS. It's just a matter of
mm-hmm.
getting them on time. Sell the fucking things. Call me. Say, hey, these are invoiced out, and I just send them to you. So, but I wouldn't have them just staged ready to go. The bigger ones, 2 carat, 3 carat, 4 carat, sure. Yeah, that's actually reasonable to have like on a short-term turnaround memo.
Yeah, of course. That's why I was like, hey. Because I was going to box them up with the 90-pointer
right.
over the weekend, and then I was like thinking about it, and then you called, and we were slammed after I packaged up the 90. I was like, I'll deal with the lab grown later. And whatnot. So I was like, well, I'll wait until I talk to Nick. So that would be perfect.
All right, cool.
We'll just hold them till the memo's up. You send me the other ones. I'll get them in the showcase. When you say, hey, I need them back, I'll just send them back to you.
Yep, and then if I've got them, I'll flip them. And if not, then we'll just figure it out together. All right.
So yeah, of course.
Let me ask you this. I've got, there's what, 4 long-term memos for you. I've got the 2 carat, the 2 1.5s, and the 1 carat and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to flip those. As long as you're cool with what you had there, I've already selected. Mm-hmm. Did their substitutes. If
mm-hmm.
you could pop those 4 back, and the reason I want to do that is because technically, I'm going to be calling you the first or second week in December to get those back anyway. I'd rather do
mm-hmm.
it now when everything's calm, cool, and collected and get them in. Then I don't have to worry about long-term memo for you for the rest of the holiday. It just is. It's just there.
Okay. You want to shoot me over an email of the stones you want back?
Yeah.
I'll pull them today and get them ready?
I was going to say, if you want to do them, you know, for tomorrow for the next day, totally cool. I'm doing that email, and you're going to get the replacements tomorrow. I already picked them out, as long as you're cool with what I had in your hands the first place.
Mick, I trust everything you do.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, send me over that email. I'll try and get them, because I have other packages I need to send out.
Yep.
If they don't go out today, they'll go out tomorrow.
Yep, not in a huge hurry. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay, perfect.
All right, brother. Other
all right.
Than that, I think we're good.
I hope so. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I am on my side, so.
Well, you have the rest of the great day, sir.
All right. Thanks, bud. You too.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, bye.